Turn your Bible to Mark chapter 5 for a moment. I want to read. I want you to be standing up when I read these scriptures. I have an assignment as an apostle, and millions of people alive are going to be saved from this message tonight. Millions. From the message that we're going to share tonight, millions of people's lives are going to be saved. And so we need to take a hold of Mark chapter 5, go there, and then we're going to go to another scripture, another shocking scripture. All of us going to have to be shocked tonight because I think we're not seeing what we need to see. We need to see it. I'm on my way. In Mark 5:25 is a familiar story, but I want it to become a revelation to you tonight. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Mark 5:25. Now notice verse 26. And this is where the average Christian is. Verse 26. We pray a little prayer, but we don't pay attention to what God's directions are because of fear. And we go with the world wisdom about our health, and we don't consult God long enough. Watch what happened. And they suffered many things. Suffered many things of many physicians. The word many is using that verse twice. Many physicians, and then says this in verse 26, and was nothing better. But that was no, but rather grew worse. Now, when she made her turn to Jesus, she was healed. And Jesus told her, thy faith has made you whole. Didn't he?
Yes.
You know, it's in the text. Now, here's another scripture you're going to turn to that is going to be a little frightening, but we got to go to it. Second Chronicle, chapter 16. For I have an assignment tonight. It's fear and trembling, but I got to do it. You're going to get so much information tonight that you're going to have to make a decision. You're going to go with your normal pattern, or you go with the normal pattern. Watch what I'm about to say, the normal pattern of the church. Church been put in a normal pattern, and it's causing destruction. All right. It's what I told you. Second Chronicle, the 16th chapter in there. Yeah, okay. Now this is going to be a little shocking to you. 16:12. 2 Chronicles 16:12. Now you saw the shift the woman made, right?
Yes.
She had suffered many things from many doctors, right?
Yes.
She shifted, right?
Yes.
I said she shifted, didn't she?
Yes.
See, I want y'all to get ready to shift.
Yes,
I'm not putting doctors down, but y'all give the doctors God praise. And you're looking for some kind of hope, but you're not operating by revelation. See, apostles are pace setters, pioneers, and pathfinders. So apostle has to be in a position that he really don't have to depend on man. Or churches to get along, preachers to get along with him. You know, I don't have to have that. I love them, but I don't have to have that because sometimes God caused me to cut things up. And tonight we're going to cut some things up. And you're going to know what to do. I'm telling you, you're going to know what to do. Now watch what happened here. This is a man, 2 Chronicles 16:12. And Esau in the 39th year of his reign was diseased in his feet until his disease was exceedingly great. Yet, in his disease, he sought not to the Lord, but to the physician. Verse 13. And Esau slept. He died with his father and died in one of the 140 year of his reign. Do you see that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Acts 10:38. Because we're about to talk about somebody tonight that can solve all your health problems. And most of us in here dealing with something.
Yes, sir.
And it's because we've been off track so long that it became normal. Oh, we say a prayer. Lord, help me. You know, I believe you the healer. We say that. But yet we go on. Whatever that man said, we do it. And I got too much report as a pastor of members dying from doctors' mistakes. Just take anything. Anything they tell you to take, you just take it. You don't know what it is. You don't know what it do. Just take it because you just believe that's the answer. And so most Christians never lived a long, satisfied life. They don't live a long, satisfied. No, not that's just long, satisfied life. All right. Now, Acts 10:38, you see that how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power went about doing good and healing all who was oppressed of the devil. Now, I'm going to give you the subject and then I'm going to let you sit down because I got to read some things to you. The Holy Spirit is the only health specialist. The Holy Spirit is the only health specialist. And I want to see everybody else guessing. I want that to get down in your heart. Because I want you to get your checkup, but I want you to check your checkup. Don't just fall for whatever said to you. Consult God. All right? Now, you may be seated. I want you to get notes from what I'm about to say was given to me supernaturally by God. Then I'll give you some principles to work this. But you notice that woman, she went to many doctors, not putting the doctor down, but she suffered many things, but she found a solution. She finally made up her mind. She would have died. But she finally made up her mind up. I'm not just going to take this medicine. I'm going to find out what this is. And I'm going to ask God. I'm going to find Jesus for myself.
Yes, sir.
Everybody in here can do that.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, this is not the status quo, because the status quo is they're doing it themselves. Preaching on healing, consulting a doctor. And not really giving God, consulting God as we should. So I'm against the grain here, I know that. But the Lord said millions, from this message tonight, millions of people are going to be saved. From dying early, from suffering at the end of their days, because they're going to know exactly what to do. You hear me? Y'all want to hear it? I don't know which one of these to read first. ignorance must be overthrown. Lack of understanding about your health must be filled with God's wisdom. Ignorance must be overthrown, and lack of understanding about your health. Now, remember the Holy Spirit. We're talking about the Holy Spirit. He knows exactly what to tell you to do. Must be filled with God's wisdom. So you might write in your note, tonight, God is telling me about His health wisdom. Listen to this. One of the biggest tricks the enemy has placed on the body of Christ is to hide the wisdom and understanding of health. Therefore, the majority of the body of Christ are selling for worldly wisdom and not asking God for His health wisdom. God asking God for what? His what?
Health
wisdom. That's enlightenment. That's enlightenment. God will show you what's going on around. He got many ways to show you, all right?
Yes, sir.
Not asking God for health wisdom that He had provided through His Word and His Spirit. Now you really want to listen now. Without divine discipline and discernment, many believers are going to suffer deception in their health and forfeit their long, satisfied life.
Wow.
Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Now listen, this is not just a night tonight. It's apostolic. We're pioneering, we're pathfinding, and we will have to go against a lot of grains. But it's just simple as this. Get your checkup and then check with God,
yes,
before you do anything else.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I ain't got many amen, but I...
Amen.
So we've been stuck in this thing so long, and it's wrong. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit is the only specialist of health. He's the only one who really knows what to do. The Holy Spirit is not going to put you in a lab. He don't have to. He knows the whole system. Are you following me? Come on, listen to me now. Listen. Don't get upset. Just listen. You online, just listen. Your life is being changed. Say, I'm listening.
I'm listening.
Your life will be changed. It's not just a message.
Right. Right.
Are you hearing me? We're going to revolutionize your thinking and your health. Because many think because man's wisdom have told them nothing can be no better. This is all we can do. The Holy Spirit never tell you that. So I'm expecting an energy to enter your body tonight. An energy to enter your mind tonight, that you be not only slow to speak, slow to take. I know too many cases. We got some members dead now, they got announced tonight. I know too many cases where they know exactly what happened. And it wasn't the devil. He applauded on it because he can't do nothing to you if you know what to do. Y'all listening? Let me give you that again. Without divine discipline. What I mean by divine discipline? Huh? Not normal. Not taking three people's word over God's word. Asking questions. See? Right on Highway 30, they built a new hospital and they got a sign out there. And send Not all heroes wear a cape. And they got nurses and doctors. Ain't no hero. Much money you charge, you ain't no hero, just get paid. You better make the Holy Spirit your hero when it comes down to your health. Now, I walked off from three doctors in the years past, three of them. I pull the stuff up and walk out. I said, no, there's something killing me. I'm getting out of here. That's what, my trail, what am I, 15, 20 years ago? I'm not against doctors, but I'm against the stupidity in the Christians. You don't have to say amen about that. You got to say amen. You don't say nothing about that. As an apostle of Jesus Christ, I must tell you the truth about your health and how to connect your faith and action to the truth. Don't miss that. How to connect your faith and your action to the truth. God will never let you down. He'll tell you what to do. You don't have to suffer and die before you finish your course. God loves his children and wants you to have the best life. How many believe that? How many know something wrong? See, we get so satisfied, but how many know something wrong? Something going wrong. Yeah. People love God. Now, here's another statement now. Only you can tap in it for yourself. Yeah, you don't need to discuss this. What you think about it, y'all. Don't discuss it. Let the Holy Spirit tell you. Now, watch this. So stop being so religious and tap in this revelation and change everything. See what I'm saying? Stop being so religious. See, it's religion. It's a religious ritual that many believers are dying ahead of time. Here we go. What did the scripture say? What is 2 Timothy 1:7? What is it? God had not given us the spirit fear, but of love, power. Stop lying. When it comes down to your health, stop lying. Fear everywhere. And tonight we got to shut it down. Are you listening to me online? We got to shut it down. But you got to have the revelation and the wisdom of God to shut it down. Most Christians operate in fear when their bodies are attacked and claim they have faith, but only follow man's instructions without consulting God about man's instruction. How many know what I'm talking about? But pray for God to back them up without giving him a say-so. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
I'll get down to some principles in a few minutes. The Holy Spirit is the only health specialist. There are no other health specialists. There's nobody else can give you help. Give you help, but not help. Amen. And sometimes it's hindrance. Amen. When praying for healing, listen, and help, you must hear and follow special instruction. Amen. What are they? Discernment and wisdom. What I say? Not fear, discernment, and wisdom. All these benefits, listen very carefully, will lead you into supernatural health. Oh, him song. See, supernatural help. God clapping his hand right now. Hallelujah. The Father himself clapping his hand. Lord, my children are going to hear the truth. And some of them are going to be bold enough to take a hold of it. Don't never receive man instruction without consulting God. Jesus is the supernatural healer and health giver. Woo. Get ready for great health encounters. Whatever the Holy Spirit tells you to change and to do, do it by faith. Yes, sir. I got to give you all this before I start giving you a principle. I'll tell you that. Got to get it out. We'll look at some scriptures. We got two sets of scripture there, one with the woman with the issue of blood. She shifted, didn't she?
Yes, sir.
You notice she didn't look for another doctor? It wasn't working. Now, many doctors could have been 15 or 20 doctors. I don't know how many. Many. The Bible just said many. I don't know. I ain't got no revelation of many. Don't sound like no few to me. No, we won't skip that. And then one man said if it wasn't for the doctor, she probably wouldn't have been living. I don't know. The Holy Spirit is the health specialist that was sent to us from heaven as our health helper. Angels are descending and ascending according to the words you speak about your health. We'll get ahead of myself. Go to John chapter 5. I want to show you something. Now, I want you to write in your note, there are health angels. There are healing angels. They are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for the heirs of salvation. You find that lesson in John 5 where at a certain season an angel went down and stirred up the pool and the first person who stepped in was healed right after. That got to be a healing and a health angel.
Yeah.
That got to be angels with the anointing of healing and health on their lives. And you got one. And he tried to talk to you, but you're so busy taking man instruction without praying. Get the instruction, then pray about it. Say, I'll get back with you. This is emergency. I mean, you go to emergency. I mean, you go to emergency room. You got to accept the help they give you. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about y'all got still in your right mind, walking strong, and just say something wrong. You don't pray. Angels are descending and ascending according to the word you speak about your health. Be anointed today and begin to say about your body what the word says. 1 John 2:27. And for the angels, Psalm 91, 10 through 12. Make your body a living sacrifice in health by the mercies of God. Romans 12, 2. Now, I'm going to point out three or four things to you that have not normally been pointed out about health. But I'm going to give you four things that can secure your health and secure your wisdom about your health. You must yield to the rod, the staff, and the scepter of health. The rod is to protect me. The staff, and the staff out tonight, to correct me. The scepter is to promote me. Are you listening? There's three. Then there's the mantle of health. The mantle is to anoint me for wisdom and authority over about my health. Psalm 23:5. Go back to the woman. I got to go back to the woman, look at it in Mark 5, because she was on her way to death, but she shifted. She shifted. Now, when I say she shifted, I heard many of you all are drifting in your health. You're drifting because you've stepped into a generational curse that beginning to trust man more than you trust God. If any man don't understand this message, run. If any doctor get upset about this message, run. Because he's a cabwell, or she the cabwell. This message is directing God's people to the proper scenarios in the spirit to change a whole generation now.
Yes, yes, yes.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
But I know I'm up against the grain, but I know I'm not by myself. He told me, go out. I want you tonight. I want you to go line on line and pray to, I pray to God that you come to conviction of what is really taking place in your life tonight. It is not normal. Notice I didn't shut no doctors down. But I shut the fact down that the doctor has the last word. Now you praying, but you're not praying. People praying about their health and praying about I'm healed, but you're not praying about what decision I should make. Because that's already made up for you. Well, here I am 20, 25 years later, made a decision. I walked. Because the Holy Spirit just got me up out of the bed. I just jump up. I jump up and start pulling things. I said, I got to go. He said, now, you're probably going to die. I said, okay, I'm going anyway. See, y'all too scared of dying. That's your problem. Y'all, every time you sneeze, oh, Jesus, I'm like, you ain't going to die from no sneeze. Just stop worrying about dying. God, he give you a long, satisfied life. So that fear hang over your head, you know what I'm saying? And everybody in here, are you not alive? Have a pain hit you somewhere sometime. Crazy pain, just come out of nowhere. Just crazy pain. What you do when they do it?
Come on.
You know who that is, right? Get your hand off of me. My God. Certain woman had the issue of blood. She was 12 years, right? Go to the next verse. Because I got it. And has suffered many things of the sickness and disease. Y'all don't want to say. Of many physicians. Now that God reading your mail now and spent all that you had. Daddy, let the money go. Let the money go. All your tithes and your offering. Trying to stay alive. And spent all that she had and was nothing better but rather grew worse. And the woman had a revelation that God has given you tonight about consulting with Jesus before you make all them other moves. Why did God put this in the Bible about this woman? That you wouldn't have to go through it.
Amen.
Then the other man, he went to the physician and didn't consult God. He just had a feet disease, a foot disease. Quiet in the house tonight. But millions of people are being affected because they're going to stop. Stop and think who you are. I'm a son. I'm a daughter of God. Yes. And you got scriptures after scriptures after scriptures after scriptures where God say, I'm not going to let you down. True, the Holy Spirit as the health specialist, all through him can receive and walk in divine health. That don't even sound right. We got to be sick. The church. I'm not talking about the basketball team. I'm not talking about the football team. I'm talking about the church. The people who got the kingdom living on the inside of them. People who bought it, what is 1 Corinthians 6:19-20? See, you bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God. Acts 10:38, look at it again. All through him can receive and walk in divine health. Now look what it says, how God anointed. That's the Holy Ghost, right? Jesus nailed it with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing. So what come after that then? Health. So God coming in and heal all of us. And any sickness, any disease you got, he can walk right in and do it, but he need people with faith for it. But you got 99.9% of your faith in the doctor. And give God 110. Here's the assignment now. Ask him what to do, how to do, and what it takes to walk in your redemptive health. Galatians 3:13, turn down. Ask him what to do, how to do, and what it takes to walk in your redemptive health. Everybody say redemptive health. Redemptive. Now you notice not many ministers teaching on health. Because health is not just praying. Health is finding out how your body works.
Come on.
See? Huh? Health is exercise. But not over exercising, trying to make it take the place of eating. Because they can't. Study to show yourself approved unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth. Study to show yourself approved unto God, rightly dividing how God wants you to live. What I need to know about, it's all on the internet. Everything's not right, but it got a lot of stuff that can help you. Don't do this, don't take this. He said, Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law. Sickness, disease is curse. So I'm redeemed from it. Being made a curse for us. Jesus died, became sick that I might be well. For it is written, he wounded for my transgression. Bruised for my name. Chastised my people on it. With his stripe, I'm healed. That's the biggest lie the church ever said. 9 out of 10 people sick in the church. No, I'm talking about the whole church. I'm talking these big churches. 9 out of 10 of them sick. Shouldn't be. Ain't gonna be here though. Y'all gonna pay attention. Y'all got to pay attention. Y'all working me too hard not to pay attention. Come on, this ain't no little Sunday school class. This is powerful stuff here. That the whole body of Christ need to hear. You don't need to be condemned. There's no condemnation who is right, Jesus, who walk not after the flesh. Romans 8:1-2. Walk after the flesh. See, we've been caught in our hell, we've been walking after the flesh. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it's written, curse everyone that hangeth on a tree. Give me the next verse, verse 14. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. We're promised. Write down, I might not get to it. Write down, meditate, read, meditate, read, meditate, Proverbs 4. And I bet you'll come out healthy. You read and meditate. Read and meditate. You get down there about 10, my son attending my word, but he got a lot of things he says before you get there. I might not get to it, but make sure you get Proverbs 4 because they're going to walk you into divine health and walk you into resisting the status quo. See, if you're really going to live the life of God, you're going to go upstream. And you're going to meet many of your cousins and great folks going the other way and calling you stupid.
Yes, sir.
A lot of people have called me stupid over the years, but they found out they look in the mirror. Man, my pastor said it. He said, I'm stupid. I see you doing something. I'm sitting there just looking with the other minister, and now look at you and look at me. Missed it. He missed it. Turn to Psalm 139. Become clear of the fact that health is in God's divine plan. There's a doctor on the inside of you. Cells. Those are doctors. They were designed. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous is his work, but your soul got to know right well. Psalm 139, 14, and 3 John 2. I want you to combine them two. Beloved, I wish above all that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. See? And for some reason, we've taught so much about healing that we left health out because we thought health was impossible. But then the Bible said nothing is impossible with God. If thou can believe, so that means your health possible, right? Right now, I don't care what condition, how long you've been in, I'm not talking about that. I have no respect for nothing up in here. When you talk about the Holy Spirit, no. When you're talking about Jesus, no. When you're talking about Jesus' blood, Jesus' name, the word of God, I have no respect for nothing up in here. In other words, so nobody can say, well, he might not be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking to you. I don't care how long it's been. I don't care how bad it's been. If you start making these shifts the Lord giving you tonight, you're going to see some things. All right? Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. What are we going to do with this? Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. Statement we're going to make here is a powerful statement. I want you to catch it. The anointing of health is pointed toward my body. Amen. Receive that now. Say it. The anointing of health is pointed toward my body. All I have to do is cooperate. Look what he said in Isaiah 10, 27. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Then you can't pass. Go to Luke 4:18. There's an anointing within you and anointing upon you for help. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. You can say that. Yes. Yeah, Jesus, not the only one, because they have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captive, and recover the sight to the blind, and set at liberty to them that are bruised. That's talking about help. Uh-huh. Deliverance. Yes. Victory. Yes. Thanks be to God that gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I can do all things through Christ who has strengthened me. Yes, that's your help too. Yes, see, but our mind has been seared to a certain degree because nobody won't preach it. How can I say this, Lord? I can't say it. I wish I could, but I can't. There are three weapons of the health specialist that I want to give you tonight. They are found in 1 Corinthians 12 and 7 and 9 and 10. 7, 9, and 10. 1 Corinthians 12, 7. Give it to us first. 1 Corinthians 12, 7. I want you to get it. It's a powerful weapon. Actually, we're going to talk about the power gifts. Okay. 1 Corinthians 12, 7. Now get this verse. Get this verse. But the come on, read this with me loud. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. You see that?
Yes.
Now, go to verse 9. These power gifts. To another, faith. A special faith. By the same Spirit. To another, what? The gifts of healing. And then look at verse 10. To another, the working of miracles. All those are at your disposal. But you see, over the years, centuries, in the book of Acts, they'd have put you out of the church, you stay sick all your life. You ain't be wasting my time preaching you the gospel of the kingdom, and you're not paying attention. Because if people not, they don't grab it. People want sermons. But they don't want to submit. You see, we often talk about finances in the aspect of the parable in the 13th chapter of Matthew, talk about the different type of Saul. But it's actually talking about different type of Eros. Some ears and heart is falling on stony ground. Because I'm not going to change. I don't believe all that. Why you call me pastor then? Why you believe the doctor more than me? The doctor went to college. I was called. By God. Let me make a powerful statement to you. You can use both, but just don't be stupid. You use the doctor and your pastor, but just don't be stupid. Just stop being stupid. Stop asking God to heal you and ask God what to do to get your healing. Whoop, you heard that? What to do and what not to do. And that might be your favorite food. Y'all eating too late? Eating at 11 o'clock, go to bed. Now your body can't heal nothing because you got to deal with all that stuff you done put in there. Fasting going out the door. Fast food have taken the place of fasting. Who say you got to eat at 12 o'clock in the day? Who say you got to have breakfast? I don't eat no breakfast. I don't eat at 1 o'clock. Y'all ought to get on in there and what intermittent fasting can do for you. See, most poor people want, just listen at somebody who knows what they're talking about. See, and see what they can do for you. And most of y'all will be healed within 3 weeks. Just follow instruction. You don't know nothing about intermittent fasting. I don't know about no fasting at all. How many pulling with me right here a few minutes? How many pulling with me? How many appreciate this ministry? See, I'm not condemning you. I'm not against you. I love you. And I almost want to cry. I want you to see it. You're going to feel so much better.
Yes, sir.
Now, I got to say something now, just to have mercy. When you stop being stupid. That donut is not that good, baby. I've had many of them, but they're not that good for me to be that stupid to know what damage a donut do to my body. My goodness. Every person under the sound of my voice must pray for help, wisdom. James 1:5-6. If any man lack wisdom, the acts of God who give it to all men, liberty and upbraid it not. James 1:5. Then he said, let him act in faith. So, let me ask you a question. And this is the whole body of Christ, because someone's going to hear this to you. You know, and don't jump and answer me. I just want to ask the question. Because I believe it had been satanic crucified. The question I'm about to ask, satanic crucified. How much faith do you have for help? Something to think about, isn't it? How much faith over the years have I developed for help? Probably none, because the church don't have it. The church don't have faith for help. They won't teach you healing scripture and binding the devil and casting out demons and all that. But they want the scientific aspect of your body, how your body is supposed to function. Nobody wants to study it. They're all spiritual. See, I cast out that demon. The demon said, I didn't do nothing. You did it. Cast yourself out. You did it last week. You had crazy all last week. If anybody in here drank Coca-Cola, you're a plumb joke to me. If you drink Coca-Cola, you're just stupid. Get them Cokes out of your life. Come on, I like it. You're lacking a demon. Destroying your system up. Then you can't come jive me tomorrow. I'm doing everything right. And you lying. Don't come lying to me. You ain't doing it. You ain't paying no attention. Don't come telling me and all that stuff attacking you. And you say, I did everything you told me. You lie. How you gonna get healed lying? Turn to Luke 21:15. I'm about to close. Hallelujah. Just pay attention. Listen to this over and over. Just pay attention to what I'm saying to you. You get it. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries should not be able to gainsay or resist. Look at Luke 10:19. Why are we dealing with this health thing? Look at Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpent and scorpion, and the power of the enemy do you no harm. Right. Come on, baby. Talk to me. Now, when we make this statement, because I'm going to close here. When we make this statement, you better be mindful of what you're saying and mindful of what you're doing and mindful of what you're thinking. I decree that help angels are working on my behalf for my help. Yep. Now look at them. Look at them. Look at them in Hebrews 1:14. Look at them. Look at them. Are not they all ministering spirit sent forth to minister for the hour of salvation? Look at Psalm 91. And what they say about angels. What voice that is? Psalm 91. So I'm closing, but I just want you to see that. Psalm 91. Wow. You know we're blessed for God to give us this information?
Yes, sir.
Y'all know that?
Yes, sir.
And I'm not condemning. But I'm trying to convince you. Make a shift. Pay attention. Listen to the Holy Ghost. Huh? Woo, God. And God's going to do some healing up in you. Oh, yes. But you can't fake it, baby. You got to be real about it. And if you fall off the truck, run back and catch the truck and jump back on. We fell off the wagon many times down the field. But I wasn't about to walk that field way back there. I fell, but I would catch this wagon. I jumped back on. And I fell because I did something I wasn't holding. I wasn't paying attention. Sam, we're here. Now, you don't know You don't know how glorious you online, you here, for you to be here tonight. You know why? The Holy Ghost going to back me up. Larry Wakefield, I showed Larry my blood pressure. Larry said, wow. But it's, I get on a, what you call a rebounder. You ain't got to jump in 1 5 minute. And then I do it about 2 or 3 times a day. You can go in there in 3 minutes. What are you doing? Shaking your cells up. See, I'm still studying, baby. I'm studying. I won't know. Shaking your cells up and getting the flow going. It'll get your blood pressure down, too. See, what do you say? Rebound. You ain't got to jump all over the roof like them people jump. Just. I might jump tonight when I go back home. 3 minutes? Now, if you want to know really how I feel, 15. If you really want to know the truth, but I'm bragging on God. But I had to stop being stupid. I was eating stupid. Quiet on me now, you know. Let it drop something. She dropped something. She dropped her Bible. Jesus Christ. I feel anointing. And you know, I'm going to tell you something. There's many of you all and you're getting it.
Yes, sir.
See, the Holy Spirit going to help you. You're going to think about it. What Apostle said? See, this is different. You see, you got something to do with your health. Yes, I decree that health angels are working on my behalf for my health. Now remember the things I say to you. Gotta have divine discipline. And the only way you're gonna have divine discipline is by yielding to the Holy Spirit. Mentally or physically or psychologically, you're not gonna do this. This is in the spirit realm. And then how can I say this, Lord? Oh, you just told me not to say it. I'll say it without hurting anybody. There's too many people with thousands of scriptures suffering. It's not that the scripture fail, is the scripture will lead you to a place where you can help yourself. See, you follow what I'm saying? See, if you need a doctor, go to him or her, but don't let them make all the decision about what you're going to do. Let them give you their analysis, look at it. Don't run to the drugstore before you know what you're about to take. I have 4 or 5 cases that I know. A shot killed one woman. Another one was put on the dialysis machine by something they give her. I don't like it. There's some more things I can tell you. See, God created a miracle, and then they won't go give you something else and knock the miracle out. Whoever went to a doctor and they find out something was going wrong until you start eating right. Now, they might say eating right, they don't even know what they're talking about. A lot of times. What is eating right? You study the analysis of what helped your body, what helped various parts of your body. Now, listen, who I told that to? Yeah. Don't live in the past tonight. I don't care what you've done. Don't live in the past. I want you to come into the present right now and start making Holy Ghost decisions about what you're going to put in your body, on your body, and around your body. That's all I'm at. No condemnation. I love you. I want you to get it. My goodness. Leroy, you can come on now. Now give me, there's only one health specialist. Who is it?
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit is the only health specialist. Everybody else is trying to help you, but they're not specialists. So why would you avoid, you got your own personal specialist free? Not $40, not $40,000, free. Just you and him in the bathroom.